City officials in Philadelphia say going forward, tap water is safe from any contamination related to the recent chemical spill in the Delaware River. WHYY Zoe Reed reports the announcement caps 3 days of public messaging that caused confusion among many residents.
Although city officials say residents have no reason not to drink their tap water, Alexis Melendez isn't taking any chances. The mother of two will continue using bottled water, saying she can't rely on public officials.
Even today, they're still saying the water is safe, but I don't trust them because apparently the chemical spill occurred on Friday. They didn't tell anyone until Sunday, so it's already like a lack of credibility.
City officials say they were alerted to a cloud of milky white liquid traveling down the Delaware River soon after midnight Saturday morning. A chemical spill at a plant in Bristol released more than 8,000 gallons of a hazardous liquid, putting the city's drinking water at risk. The intakes were just 13 miles downstream. The city sent out text alerts on Sunday, advising residents to drink bottled water. This sent residents running to stores to stock up on water. The panic buying left supermarket shelves empty. Several hours later, another alert said the water was safe to drink until the next day. They urged residents to store tap water instead. This was followed by a series of messages extending the time at which the water would be safe. Mike Carroll is the deputy managing director of the city's Office of Transportation Infrastructure.
Everything we have done to communicate with the public has been done in the interest of both transparency and out of an abundance of care and caution to make sure our people are safe. We may be over-communicating with people, and as a result, perhaps we're elevating folks' anxieties. It's a difficult thing to balance.
Carroll says it takes time to test the water, get results, and determine its safety based on modeling. Sarah Bask is a risk communications expert from Temple University's College of Public Health. She likened the situation to the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Honestly, in some ways, it's kind of like deja vu to mask messaging for COVID. It's just kind of been back and forth, and it's clear that they didn't think about it before they put out the directive.
She says this kind of confusing messaging can cause mistrust and lead people to sources of misinformation. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.